Boker Tov, good morning everyone. Just to finish off some in Tafresh Tzadi Dalid 694, the laws of Matanas Lavyonim, the Mechaber tells us that this is a very important halacha. Ein mishanim maos purim letztaka acheras. We don't change the money that we give on Purim to a different staka. The Mishnah Berurah explains, he gives an example. He says some communities had a tradition that the money that was collected on Purim was given to the chazan. That would be his stipend for the year. And he says that's not really a great thing. He says ein iser b'davar, it's not prohibited. Avalonafki b'zeh yidei matnas le'avyonim. That's not matanas le'avyonim. And maybe bringing that up into contemporary times, very important. The mitzvah on Purim is to give matanas le'avyonim, is to give money to poor people. Typically, when we talk about giving money to tzedakah nowadays, it means give money to the kollel to help support Torah, give money to a school, to other great causes. That's wonderful, and that's fantastic, and that's encouraged. That's not the mitzvah on Purim. The Purim, specifically, the mitzvah of matanas le'avyonim is not just to give money in general to very good causes. It's specifically to go to avyonim, people who are destitute. The poskim define an avyon as someone who's not able to really cover their basic living expenses. So just keep that in mind on Purim. The mitzvah is matanas le'avyonim. Again, there is a tradition you see already brought in the Mechaber and as well as the Mishnah Berurah. People do give money to other worthy causes, and that's a very important and good thing. But the mitzvah on Purim specifically is to give money to aniyim, to poor people. So please keep that in mind. Make sure that when you're giving money, that you're actually giving it. It's not just to plant trees in Israel, which is a wonderful thing, but it's got to go to avyonim, to people who are poor. Again, if anyone wants to participate in the kolos matanas avyonim, please you can send me either cash check. You can zell it or use the Kolel's donation page online, and that will go to halachic aniyim, to people who are in need. Just continuing into Simin Tafrech Tzadi Hei 695, the laws of the Sudas Purim, the meal that we eat on Purim. The Mechaber tells us, really, the Ramah begins, mitzvah laharbos besudas Purim, suda achas yotzim. There is a mitzvah over the course of Purim to increase the sudas that we eat, to have a lot of food. And in Sif Aleph, the Mechaber tells us, sudas Purim sh'asa b'layla lo'yotzi de'chavaso. However, eating a suda at night, Purim at night, that's not a fulfillment of the obligation. You have to eat the suda during the daytime, the Ramah says. However, it is appropriate, it's still a good idea to have a suda at night and to have a party. Even the Mishnah Berurah even points out, even a year like today, like this year, where Purim falls out on a Saturday night, and even though a person had a big shalosh shudas, you should still have a suda, a meal of some sort at night. It is appropriate. We'll have an ice cream party, whoever wants to join. And just to conclude, it's something that maybe we overlook a little bit. The Mishnah Berurah points out, he says, Kasvu achronim, the achronim write, Nachon lilbosh big day Shabbos gam kein mi ba'erev. You should be wearing big day Shabbos on Purim at night. V'yimsa achar kach b'veso nero stokos shochan aruch mitzvah mitzvah. A house, person's house, Purim is a yomtiv. It's a mini yomtiv. It is a holiday. A person's house should be cleaned as if it was Shabbos or a yomtiv. A person's beds should be made. Tables should be set as if it was a holiday, and a person should wear big day Shabbos. A person should wear Shabbos clothes on Purim. Where costumes come in, that's for a different discussion. Later on, the Ramah does bring it as that is the tradition. People wear costumes, but certainly at Purim, maybe at davening or at times, we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that Purim is actually a Yom Tov and should be treated as such. Indeed, the post can point out, you're supposed to light candles on Purim. I'm not sure why we don't make a bracha if it is a Yom Tov in Darabanan, but we don't. The minhag is not the halacha is clear. You don't make a bracha on lighting the candles, but they bring b'shem, even contemporary poskim, they would actually light their Shabbos candles just without a bracha, but they would have their candelabras lit certainly at the Purim Suda and even potentially at night. But let's not lose sight of the fact that Purim, although it's a festive day and we do a lot of fun things, it also is the Yom Tov and should be treated as such. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.